Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let's let the Lord be lifted up. Let Him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. If this is the first time that you've ever heard the broadcast or tuned into it through the radio or over the internet, know that it's not an accident. God's not a God of randomness. He's not a God of chance. He's not a God of happenstance. He has plans. He has purposes, and He's pursuing Him with you this day. And whether you're born again or not, especially if you're not, I want you to know that all men, speaking of the race of man, both male and female, will stand before God without excuse. And He makes Himself known to all people. So you have the right to choose Him or not. He won't force Himself upon anybody, but He'll also make sure that you'll be without excuse. And when the truth is revealed to you through the ministering of His word, wherever you hear it from, and on this broadcast in particular for this moment, if you respond to it affirmatively, He's come so that you might have life and that more abundantly. And your days of the blessings of God are just getting underway and started. And you know, all you need to know is that God is for you. And when the God of all creation is for you, who or what can be against you? It's like that song that we open up with says, you know, God is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. And the more that you get and grow to know Him, the more you understand that. And of His goodness, there is no end. You know, God is omnipotent. He has these non-communicable attributes. And one of them is He's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. He's omnipresent. He is everywhere. He's omniscient. He knows everything. He is immutable. He is the Lord God. He changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He's eternal. He always was, He is, and He always will be. That is the God that we serve. And He's for everybody. There's a great move of God going on throughout the entire world. Nations everywhere, including the native people nations in the United States. Every nation everywhere is being shaken. For those who don't turn unto God, you know, the true creator that everybody claims to worship. But, you know, God has come so that you might have life and that more abundantly. And for those of you who receive the message of Christ, your victory is at hand now more so than ever before. I tell you, the light still shines in the darkness. The darkness doesn't have the ability to overcome it, to take it down, to subdue it or dominate it. And His truth is marching on like never before. You know, and as many as receive Him, to you, He gives you the power to become the sons of God, the daughters of God, the children of God, even to them that believe on His name. Anyone who believes on His name becomes a child of the living God, the one true and living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And you just know that you weren't born, you born again believers, you weren't born of the flesh, but nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but you were born of God. Jesus told Nicodemus, who was one of the leaders of Israel at the time, unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God and to be born again. Yet it's a spiritual rebirth. It's not that you physically are crawling back up and starting all over again and coming out of your mother's womb again. It's not that way. Unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. It is a spiritual rebirth. And inside of you is an unregenerated man that has a space there for you. And the only thing that can fill that space is the one true and living God. And so when you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, he comes in and he'll fill that space for you and begin your walk with him, translating you immediately out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, and where you can start walking in the victory that he purchased for you at the cross. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. So before I go any farther into the message today, just know about our website, touchedbyhim.org. Touched by Him Ministries, or you can go to TBHM for Touched by Him Ministries, TBHM.org. Just type it in your browser, and it'll take you to our website. It's touchedbyhim.org. You can also type that in as well and go to our homepage. And at the bottom of our homepage, you'll find out all of our contact information, our mailing address, our phone. I usually give them once over the audio portions of the broadcast, whether it's radio or on the internet, so that you can write them down. But you can also go to the internet and get all this information from our website. Our mailing address, Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. Our phone, 970-314-4077. Should you get voicemail, leave your message. You know, we're busy all the time on the phone, so leave your message, and we'll get back in contact with you. If you're calling for a prayer request, send it to us by a postal mail. Send it to it and leave a voicemail message by phone. Also, you can email us your message, whatever your request is. Pray with me at TBHM for Touched by Him Ministries, TBHM.org. And pray with me at TBHM.org, and we'll get your message, and we'll communicate that way. If you send us your prayer requests, we print them out. If you send us a hard copy, we lay hands on them. And, you know, we declare the promises of God over your messages, whatever it is that you're believing for. You know, the shaking that you see going on right now, people feel it everywhere. They know something's up. Whether they can put it into words or not, they can't necessarily tell you. But God said in the last days, everything that can be shaken one more time will be shaken, so that which cannot be shaken is what will remain. I often think of that, you know, that scriptural verse or song that was put out long time ago, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. And you know, that's never been more true than it is today. God is doing a very special thing with his believers right now. He's reacquainting himself through this shaking that's going on. He's trying to wake you up, and so that you can then go forward at a whole new level than you ever thought possible before. So the song goes, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. So, you know, Edward Mote wrote that song in 1834. We've sang it many times. It's an old Christian hymn that's been around a long time, but it's never been more true than today. You know, his faith, you put your faith in him and you're going to live in victory, no doubt about it. So on our website also, let me tell you about the website. If you listen to this radio broadcast, you never get to hear the fullness of the broadcast because the messages go longer than the 30 minutes of airtime that we rent over the airwaves. But you can come back and go to our website at tbhm.org or touchedbyhim.org. Go there, go to the media page, and at the media page there, you can choose the current week's radio broadcast. This week is 5/11/2025. You can listen to it as many times as you want. Let it feed your spirit. Faith is a spiritual force. You know, it's a gift from God. It's the God kind of faith. It's the kind of faith that moves mountains. You know, based over the spoken word, faith moves mountains. And when you speak into your mountains, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Do not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say will come to pass. You will have whatsoever you say. And the truth of that parable and statement that Christ made in Mark chapter 11 is the fact that wherever you are in your life, what you have believed in and acted on has directly resulted in your current position. If you want things to change, you got to do something different, and you got to start doing things God's way. God's for you. He loves you. He cares for you. And when you start learning how to do things His way, that spiritual force of faith is always at work for you. When you keep that spiritual force of faith switch on, the light bulb's always on, provided the light bulb's in good shape, and it works the same every time, every day, every week, every month, every year, every lifetime. It works the same way, and faith will move mountains for you. And as long as you don't doubt, but believe that those things which you say will come to pass, you will have whatsoever you say once you are born again and a Christian. The issues are there as well, but I won't go into those right now because it'll detract from the rest of the message. So if you just keep listening to, also on that media page at touchedbyhim.org, just look for the media page. You'll find a heading for it. Click on it, go there and listen to the current week's broadcast. You can listen to previous week's broadcast. I usually leave at least 4, 5, 6 of them out there so you can hear them and feed your spirit, man, to go forward, you know, and increase your faith. Faith is a spiritual force. It's the opposite of fear, but it's just like when you go to the gym and you exercise. The more you exercise your faith, the stronger it gets. And it's through faith and patience that you inherit all the promises of God. So stay with it. Don't be concerned. Don't be disconcerted. Don't be distracted. If something comes at you, stay with God's word, and you will have your victory. Blessed be your holy name, His holy name, now and forevermore. Also on our website there, we have the front and center page. If you want to know where we're at right now, I always try to give a now word in your life, not just studying the Bible or learning how the principles of God operate, but give you a now and current word. You know, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's nothing new under the sun. And God's laid it out for us and what to be expecting in this coming year. The current year that we're in right now is on the Hebrew calendar is year 5785. We've now moved into the world's calendar in the year 2025, starting on January 1st of this year. But we're in a new beginning for the entire world, and that includes the shaking that's been going on, especially for the current body of Christ, His ecclesia, which is the body of Christ, and the huge number of new believers now just starting to come in and join the ranks. And I'll tell you what, God hasn't forgotten any of you. There's such a revival going on throughout the world. One of the promises that comes along with the shaking is that He's pouring out His Spirit on all flesh, and He's not going to stop now as that Spirit's poured out, because the whole earth, He's not going to stop pouring out His Spirit on all flesh until the whole earth is filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. So, you know, He's just getting started with this thing. Many of you are being influenced by the outpouring because God is pouring out His Spirit on all flesh, and it gets upon you. But there's other prophecies also coming into fruition now, into full manifestation. It's like we're coming up into the celebration. 50 days post the resurrection of Christ, which we've just celebrated, is the day of Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit was sent back into the earth's envelope, and He came in like a mighty rushing wind. And that was the former rain that started as prophesied by the prophet Joel. And then there is the latter rain, which actually hit and dispersed from Azusa Street in Los Angeles, California in the early 1900s. And that outpouring affected the entire world, and it started from there. But now we're in a time that Joel prophesied was coming, that of the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. That's Joel chapter 2 and verse 23. And the floors will be shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine, and I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed, never again. And you know, he's here for you, and he's in the midst of it all. And it shall come to pass afterward, you know, your time of ever being ashamed is over with, believer. And it shall come to pass afterward, as he pours out his spirit on all flesh, that your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days, I will pour out my flesh, or my spirit. And his spirit's being poured out upon you everywhere. All you people, all the Native Americans in the United States, and all in Canada and down in Central and South America, God is pouring out his spirit everywhere. All the natives up in Alaska and over in Russia. I mean, he's pouring out his spirit on everywhere, on all peoples. You know, his desire is still the same, that none should perish and all should come to the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. And before the end of this age wraps up and we move into that millennial reign of Christ from the city of Jerusalem, which is about to take place and come to pass, he's waking up the entire world one more time, because whosoever shall believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. That word salvation means translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, and established in a life with nothing missing, nothing broken, complete and total soundness in every area of your life. And you know, right now as this broadcast is going out, also part of that is healing power. Healing is going everywhere. Jesus paid the price for you at the cross. He took a beating for you on the way to the cross so that by his stripes you were healed. He became the sin offering for you on the cross as they raised him up. He drew all men unto him. He shed his blood on the cross, and it's that blood that cleanses you from all unrighteousness. It washed you white as snow, and then that you become qualified for your healings by God by believing it in your heart, confessing it with your mouth, simply receiving the manifestation of the promises that he purchased for you on his way to the cross. And on the cross, he became the scapegoat. He carried away all of your sickness and all of your pain. And with that beating that he took at the whipping post before he started the trip up Calvary, by those stripes, every one of them, you are healed, and that healing power is breaking forth. He's carried away all your sickness, also all your pain. Arthritis is fleeing, all the different types of pain are fleeing, the emotional pain that's been inflicted upon you in your life, it's being removed. And he's come so that you might have life, and that more abundantly. And as you press in and draw close to him, he's taken you to a whole new level. And you know, last week I started to introduce that we've been following where God's taken us now in this new day in which we're living in. And I got around to that portion where it says your true identity as a believer is as a king and a priest. And you know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, the deep, earnest, reverent respect. That's what he means by fear, for who he is, what he's done, what he's doing right now, and what he's still yet to do in the future. That's all for you. And when you have that deep, earnest, reverent respect, that fear that they say in the you know, some of them use it in the King James, it's used in the ESV version. Understand this, that those who have that deep, earnest, reverent respect for who he is, what he's done, what he's doing, what he's done in the past, and what's coming in the future here, you've got much to experience and to go. And only the fools despise wisdom and instruction. But that's what's happening to the world. It's coming undone. Everything they try is now going backward, and they're never going to regain it, because it's time for the manifestations of the prayer that we've been praying as believers for 2,000 years, which is simply this: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive the glory and honor and dominion, for you created all things by your will. They were brought into the being, or they were brought into being and were created. So It says in Hebrews 5 and 7 of the Amplified Classic, in the days of his flesh, which we're talking about Jesus here, Jesus offered up definite special petitions for that which he not only wanted but needed, and supplications with strong crying and tears to him who was always able to save him out from death, and he was heard because of his reverence toward God, his godly fear, his piety, in that he shrank from the horrors of the separation from the bright presence of the Father. That particular reverence that he showed, when you start showing that, that's the fear of the Lord. And you'll be able to understand that, you know, God did, he paid the price for you at the cross. And when you receive him, that if you continue on in that attitude toward God, he's going to give you all of his very best. And so let's go forward with that. Princes persecute me without cause. This is the Lord out of the Psalm 119. Princes persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your words. That was David speaking there. And when you stand in deep, earnest, reverent respect for who he is and what he's done, you who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him, stand in awe of him. All you offspring of Israel. And then afterward, the children of Israel shall return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and they shall come in fear of the Lord and to his goodness in the latter days. That's Hosea chapter 3, verse 5. And awesome is God from his sanctuary, the God of Israel. He is the one who gives power and strength to his peace people. Blessed be God. And now, as he pours out his spirit on all flesh, he's making you glorious. The glory of the Lord's risen upon you, people. That glory has risen upon you like never before. I was going to make a quote. I just want to refer this quickly. Again, I do it often. At chapter 60 out of Isaiah, arise and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you, people. It's time for God's time to be your time now. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. And that is the case everywhere you look. The sickness, the perverseness, even in the media. You can't get a straight, honest answer out of the media. Everything that President Trump does is negative. Anything, any good going anywhere around the world that is with the, is lined up with God and his word, it comes out negative. But it doesn't matter. The Lord will still arise upon you, and his glory shall rise upon you, and the non-believers shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to see thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be nursed by thy side. This is you, believer. This is what's happening right now throughout the entire world. And you know, and then it said in the Psalm 22, afterward, the children of Israel shall return and seek the Lord and their God and David their king, and they shall come in fear to the Lord and to his goodness in the latter days. Awesome is God from his sanctuary, full of awe. God is the only thing that's awesome. That is one particular descriptive word that's used too much, because the only thing full of awe is God himself. He is the only awesome thing in this entire universe. Awesome is God from his sanctuary, the God of Israel. He is the one who gives power and strength to his people. Blessed be God. And for all the mighty power and all the great deeds of terror that Moses did in the sight of all Israel, for the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God who is not partial and takes no bribes. You know, one of the things you learn about God is he's no respecter of persons. And, you know, if you take him at his word and you take him in, take him quite literally at it, he'll go before you. It will make his word will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. You know, in John chapter 1, it says there the God of the Bible, he became flesh and he dwelt among us. It said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Nothing that was made without the Word of God. And that's the truth of all of that, yes. But But then the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the only begotten of the Father. And so when you receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you're receiving the Word of God. And you, when you learn to study God's Word and take Him at His Word and go forward with His Word, you're going to live in the victory that He purchased for you at the cross. So blessed be His holy name. Is now and forevermore. And you know, I could go on to this because you are a priest and a king, and so those, and when you have that deep, earnest, reverent respect, the fear of God for who He is and what He's done, so those that dwell at the ends of the earth are in awe at your signs. You make the going out of the morning and the evening to shout for joy. I'm thinking about John chapter 14 there. He said, greater works than these shall you do also, because I go into my Father. So those greater works are going to come out through you, believer, everywhere you go in all of your world. People have been watching you. You're going to influence them. Just showing up changes everything. Your presence in any atmosphere turns it all around, where God can move in through you on the people around you's behalf and do mighty, great and mighty things, you know. And part of the hatred of evil comes from the fear of the Lord. Pride and arrogance and the way of evil and perverted speech He hates, and you hate it also. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on Him and in Him should not perish but have eternal life. And amazement seized them all, and they glorified God and were filled with awe, saying, we have seen extraordinary things today. Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify Your name? For You alone are holy. All nations will come and worship You, for Your righteous acts have been revealed. So, blessed be His holy name. When you have deep, earnest, reverent respect for God, you're going to line up with all those scriptures that I just read from you, and that's many of them. There's Psalm 65:8, Proverbs 8 and 13, Psalms 95:6, Psalms 4 and 4, John 3:16, Luke 5 and 26, and then also Revelation 15 and 4. So the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave Him to show to His servants the things that must soon take place, He made it known by sending His angel to His servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from Him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings on earth, to Him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by His blood. That's Revelation 1, verses 1 through 5. And for His invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, they've been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse. That's what I was telling you about. All men will stand before God without excuse. That's Romans 1, verse 20. So the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was being built up and walking in the fear of the Lord in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. It multiplied, and that multiplication of His peace for the believers out there is now underway at the greatest level it's ever been experienced on planet Earth. The peace that transcends all understanding, in spite of all the tumult that's being represented to you on a daily basis. If you're still getting your news from mainstream media and you haven't determined that they're lying to you and they're trying to bring you down and they're controlled by the enemy, you're not going to live in the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus, because you won't have that peace that transcends all understanding. But God is for you. And when you realize that He makes the way where there is no way, all things are possible with Him, you know, and He's there for you. And like I've said so many times on this broadcast, when God before you, who or what can be against you? And as a king and a priest, you can expect this all to be happening. and the awe that you have has come upon every soul that's a believer, and many wonders and signs were being done through these apostles. And you are, as a believer, available to have God's gifts of miracle working power work through you and reach out to those around you. He told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. You know, let me look it up quickly for you. It's in Mark, at the end of the book of Mark. I just love that particular scripture as I read it. And this is right out of the King James. He said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So go into all the world, your world, that you go, believer, and preach the good news to every creature. Jesus is Lord, and he's Lord of all. Those who don't want to receive it, well, they're just going to pay the price for their own unbelief, and things aren't going to work out for them in the end, because whenever you believe in and act on a lie, you always end up somewhere else than where you thought you were going. The Spirit of Truth, Holy Spirit himself, will release to you wisdom for your walk. It is time to activate the awesome authority and discernment you have been given to access the courts of heaven. And this sensitivity is achieved by spending time in God's presence, feeding upon his word. And it's time to receive anointing to activate actions for accessing the courts of heaven, gaining authority, and affecting and altering events on earth. Blessed be his holy name, now and forevermore. Greater victory is in your future, and it's coming every day at you right now and going forward. Blessed be his holy name, now and forevermore. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe the penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life.
Let the Lord be lifted up and glorified.